Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Heidi Feldman, the director of the Knoxville High School production of Little Shop of Horrors, which will be performed from March 1st through the 3rd. Well, I guess the question at this stage, about a week to go, is not are you nervous and frantic, but how nervous and frantic?
Actually, even given the weather, and we've had, you know, some canceled practices and that kind of stuff with the very unorthodox winter that we've had here, we are in really good shape. These kids have been working their tails off. Our creative team has been here late working, trying to make things look and sound great and make everything as, you know, as beautiful as possible at this point. The kids did a partial run through and things we're in way better shape than I had anticipated, so I feel like we're on pace, and I feel like the show is going to peak and come together at just the right time.
A show like this, most people are familiar with the movies it was based on by now. Do you find yourself competing against it? Do you want to adapt parts of it, or do you want something, a totally different vision here?
You know, the musical and the movie are quite different. Like most Broadway adaptions from a film, this one, actually, the film was adapted after the musical. So usually it's the other way around. Usually they make a movie, it's a big hit, and then they make a musical version of it. This is opposite. Well, technically there was a 1960s version of the movie with no music in it, with Jack Nicholson playing the dentist. But then they did a musical based off of that film, and then they did a musical movie based off of the musical. So you'll notice there will be some familiar themes from the movie if you are familiar with the movie, but there's a lot of different music in it, and there's a very different ending.
So that certainly whets people's appetites. Mm-hmm. And the cast you have here, I know you've got some talented kids to work with, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even begin to say how talented this group of kids is. Young people, I guess I should say. They are multifaceted. They are great actors. They're great singers. They're great dancers. They're great backstage. We've got, you know, some of our actors are, you know, building costuming for me, and one of the actors, Taryn, the girl who played Audrey, is playing Audrey. She did a lot the makeup design for everybody, and she helped me in the costume room and helped with wigs. The puppeteer has helped his dad build the puppets and has helped build the set there. Those two guys work tirelessly and a lot. So we have just the amount of kids that have just come forward, and volunteers and people from the community that have come forward with numerous skills, and they're all coming together to create this wonderful production for these kids.
You mentioned the puppets, of course. That is the heart of the musical, trying to make it look comical and scary at the same time. Probably tricky to capture that balance, right?
You know, it is. We are playing the humor a little bit more than the scare, because we feel like the humor is where the heart is. And so then those, you know, those scary, creepy moments are, they're taken a little more tongue-in-cheek. They're taken a little more lightheartedly, but it still has a level. There's definitely a creep factor that we think that people will enjoy. It's a good level. It doesn't cross that line to making people uncomfortable, making our audience members uncomfortable by any stretch of the imagination.
So as you pull into the final week of rehearsals here, what's the direction you're leading the cast in? Are you telling them it's time to get serious now, it's time to focus, it's time to really buckle down and get ready for the show?
You know, honestly, they have been serious and they have been focused and they have really buckled down, and they take every rehearsal. They want to stay later and they want to work. So at this point, I want them to make it their own. I want them to really take ownership of it because it is their show. We have students running our lights. We have students running our sound. We'll have students ushering and managing the house. You know, we'll have students backstage in the crew. We have students in the pit. We have students everywhere. And I really just want them to own it so that they can be really, really proud of it. And when they have a hand in multiple facets of a production, they tend to take it more seriously and they tend to take ownership of it quickly. And so that they really do have something that, you know, we did this, we built this. And I really want them on opening night to feel like we, the students, created this, and we hope that you enjoy the show.
Thanks to Heidi Feldman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.